ngibona ukuvula kwalo mhlangano kungathi beku le inspiration le fire lokubonga ubaba uBiden, but sibone umama uKamala Harris ebuya on the first day okuvula khona umhlangano with ama candidates who are nominated or waiting to be confirmed as the representative ama party babuya ngilanga lekugcina, but sibona umama Harris ebuyizolo. I think ubebuya ukuzobonga ubaba uBiden. So hayi okathesi nganithiwa umhlangano lo uqale ngokuchisa, and ama-Democrats nganithiwa they're excited about their ticket. So kathesi sizabona ukuthi ilanga lesibili kuzohamba nje.
Umhlangano lo sikhangelele ukuthi uqhubekele phambili iviki yonke. Yikuyini elibona sengathi kumqoka esingakubona kuphuma kakhulu kule mhlangano?
Into ezaphuma lapha is the one thing ekukhuluma the unity of the Democratic Party. Lokuletha ama-former presidents, yabona ubaba uBiden la ekhulumile izolo, an outgoing Democratic president, ubaba uClinton uzabuya, and then ubaba uObama la uyabuya. Izolo kubuye umama uHillary Clinton, ama-heavy hitter. So yonke message ebuyayo is kind of ukubuya ukuzoncedisa i-Democratic Party. One, to help the base be motivated to vote, and two, ukutshengisa the way forward and the vision forward. Abantu abatshengiselayo against iPalestine and iIsrael, yeah, I think it's their right, ngoba impile ingathiwa isihluphile, abantu abaningi sebebulewe khona ngale in that area, and it needs to stop. So yeah, sikubonile kuphuma izolo, but kuqhubeka namhla sizabona more of the Democratic vision ukuthi iya ngapi, and umama Harris, what is her way forward ukuthatha lelo lizwe, ngoba she's had over 3 weeks only to just formulate a policy, choose a candidate, and lie ukuthi afake imbono yakhe to lead the nation.